This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. In a debate Tuesday night, the Republican candidate for governor, Heidi Gnall, said that building more dams was crucial to Colorado's water future. Governor Jared Polis said that alone will not work.
Well, look, you can't store your way out of a drought. The water simply isn't there.
Instead, Polis pointed to new technologies like indoor agriculture that could increase efficiency. This week marks the 25th anniversary of a massive blizzard that lasted 3 days in 1997. CPR's Tony Gorman reports it was one of the deadliest winter storms in Colorado history.
The blizzard caused power outages and left thousands of people stranded along the Front Range. Governor Roy Romer was forced to declare a state of emergency, and the U.S. Army, National Guard, and law enforcement rescued hundreds during the blizzard. Metro Denver was buried in over 2 feet of snow, while the heaviest snowfall came in the foothills and southwest of the city. 7 people died across the state. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And Metro Denver is expected to receive its first snow either tonight or tomorrow morning, but no accumulation is in the forecast. Chad Gemestad is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Boulder.
It's struggling to get cold enough still. Temperature is going to be in the lower or mid-30s, so might be a mix of rain and snow, more likely closer to the foothills.
Denver normally sees its first snow before November, but last year the area did not see snow until December. This is CPR News in KRCC. And there is a winter storm warning for much of western Colorado's mountains until tomorrow evening. Snow accumulations up to 10 inches are possible. Affected communities include Aspen, Vail, and Crested Butte. It's 2:06.